Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word this morning, we hear again familiar stories. We hear the story of Palm Sunday. We hear the story of a lost sheep. Father, help us to realize that these are more than just stories told many years ago. They are stories that live today. They are the stories of our lives. Help us, Father, to see ourselves as the one rescued, as the one who can now lift up our palms in praise to the one who saved us. We do pray that the words of my mouth, together with the meditation of our hearts, would be acceptable in your sight. O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, as we continue with our Lenten sermon series this morning, our theme verse comes from Luke chapter 15. It's verse 7. You heard it earlier. I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Well, on Palm Sunday, we watch Jesus ride headlong into Jerusalem. He rides into the hosannas being shouted by the people. Remember that he came to the city that day to save the lost. Jesus was familiar with crowds. He once described the weary and scattered crowds of people as wandering sheep without a shepherd. And he had compassion on them. And not long before riding into Jerusalem, Jesus had visited the home of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the sinful tax collector. And that visit moved Zacchaeus to repentance. And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." And the hosannas that we hear on Palm Sunday, each one of them cries out to us, "Save us, we pray," or even, "Salvation has arrived." The word Hosanna began as a cry for help. It's in Psalm 118. And later it became a celebration of God's moving out among his people to save them. Now let there be no mistake. The figure riding into Jerusalem atop a donkey, he's all about saving the lost. That's why he came. That's why within a week's time, he will die. Palm Sunday reminds us that where the lost are sought and found, there will be celebration. This was the central meaning of Jesus' parable of the lost sheep and of the lost coin and of the lost son, also here in Luke 15. The scribes and the Pharisees, they found no joy in seeing a sinner repent. They were more committed to judging sinners and thanking God that they were not among them. So Jesus tells the story of a shepherd who leaves 99 sheep behind to chase after and to find that one lost sheep. When he finds the sheep, he lifts it to his shoulders with joy and brings it home so that the whole family, even the whole village, can rejoice with him. A pastor from Minnesota tells the story of his church's first living nativity scene. They had costume characters. They had live animals, including sheep. Unfortunately, the fence around the stable that first year was not built high enough. And sure enough, the lead sheep leaped up over that fence and the others followed after him. The pageant underway was now interrupted as the pastor and some others took off after the sheep. He went after that lead sheep and he hollered out instructions for others to go after the remaining sheep. About a half mile up, the frontage road of the major highway, the pastor tackled that lead sheep into a huge snowdrift. Remembering the shepherd in Jesus' parable, he then attempted to lift that sheep up and put it around his shoulders and carry it back, only to wrench his back and lay there in the snowdrift, clinging to that one recalcitrant sheep. Two others came and helped him up, and they got the sheep home. What the pastor remembers most, though, about this is the little crowd of people who gathered from the church in the neighborhood and joined in cheers and in muffled glow of applause as each sheep was returned to the fold. He says that was a picture of the church at its best. A church working together, clumsily, not without pain, to bring home the lost, and rejoicing over each sinner who repents. We in the church are always at risk of losing our Hosanna center. We can begin to believe that we have no need for repentance. We can forget the sheer joy of being saved ourselves. We can become known for judging other sinners rather than welcoming them. And in our self-righteousness, we can expect that only good people, people just like us, belong in our churches. We can get caught up in our own hypocrisy. We can become a church serving ourselves instead of those who are lost and those who are scattered, wandering outside our walls without a shepherd. If the church is to claim Christ's mission of seeking the lost in our generation, it will be because each of us sees ourselves in that one lost sheep lifted atop Jesus' shoulders. Secure only in his care. Now, I don't mean to pick on Denzel. I just found this slide on the web and couldn't figure out how to get your picture in it, or mine. If the church is to claim Christ's mission of seeking the lost in our own generation, it will be because each of us sees ourselves in that one lost sheep atop Jesus' shoulders, secure only in his strength and care. And what's more, we will also see our good shepherd shoulder a cross in our place, laying down his life for each one of us. Then we will cry out to the world today and for the next lost sheep that we meet. We will cry out, Hosanna, save us, salvation has arrived. Jesus has sent us to seek and to save the lost. That's why we are here. When just one sinner repents, our celebration, our communal joy is rich. It is heartfelt, and it's in the company of angels. So whose rescue will we celebrate next? It may come in a baptism, or it may come in the first person singular witness of one who tells her story of rescue. Each lost sheep is now safe at home. Each lost sheep is worth a celebration, especially when one considers the cost. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen.